With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The border crisis took center stage as the GOP stressed the theme, Make America Safe Again, on day two of the RNC in Milwaukee.
Senator Ted Cruz says some of the more than 1.5 million illegals who crossed the border have committed violent crimes. But he says the victims' families
don't care about the empty numbers. They care about the empty chairs.
Senator Tom Cotton accused President Biden of inducing illegals to come.
Joe Biden gave migrants welfare, free hotels, and more.
The program also featured family members of victims who were killed by illegals that crossed during President Biden's administration. Bob Agner reporting from the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee.
Also at SRNnews.com, signs of trouble at Saturday's Trump rally in Pennsylvania were evident before the gunmen opened fire.
Police had a report of a suspicious man. We're apparently exchanging photos. Witnesses pointed and shouted at an armed man on the roof. Butler Township Manager Tom Knight says an officer was hoisted up.
Rifle was pointed at the officer. The officer, defensive move, kind of ducked. Fell, lost his grip on the building.
Sheriff Michael Sloop.
I hope they're not made a scapegoat because they did their job to the best of their abilities.
The Secret Service director says while the buck stops with her, they were responsible for the rally where Trump was. Local police were responsible for the outer perimeter where the gunman was. I'm Julie Walker.
Senator Bob Menendez convicted of all charges at his corruption trial, including accepting bribes of gold and cash from three New Jersey businessmen and also acting as a foreign agent for the Egyptian government. This is SRN News. A fight for religious freedom in Indiana.
John Kluge is a high school music teacher who won't refer to boys as girls and girls as boys because of his Christian faith. At first, Brownsburg High School accommodated him, then it reversed itself, telling Kluge he would have to embrace transgenderism or lose his job. He quit and filed suit, now standing before the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. America's courts are beginning to fill up with similar cases. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The state of Alabama has agreed to forego an autopsy of a Muslim inmate who's scheduled to be executed. Keith Edmund Gavin said the postmortem procedure would violate his religious beliefs. The 64-year-old is scheduled to be executed July 18th by lethal injection at a South Alabama prison. He was convicted of capital murder for the 1998 shooting death of William Clayton in Cherokee County in northeast Alabama. This is SRN News. More records are broken on Wall Street.
U.S. stocks rallied to record highs on Wall Street after several big companies delivered better-than-expected profits for the spring. The S&P 500 rose 0.6% Tuesday, topping its all-time high set last week. The benchmark index is coming off its 10th winning week in the last 12. The Dow jumped 1.8% a day after setting its own record, and the Nasdaq added 0.2%. A report showing sales at U.S. retailers held firmer than expected didn't dampen expectations for coming cuts to interest rates. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell to 4.16%. This is Alex Vega.
The city of Seattle is getting tougher on street racing. City Council voted 8-1 to approve a new ordinance. It makes the first infraction $500, then $800, and then $1,500 for the third offense. Street racing also becomes a reckless driving gross misdemeanor, and people watching could get a $100 fine. More details at SRNnews.com.